This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Our unfinished conversations linger as emotional blind spots. What you never said is shaping how you see everything now. In short, unfinished conversations do not vanish when you walk away from them. They embed themselves in your perception, quietly shaping how you read people, interpret tone, and explain your own behaviour. Until you surface them, your self-awareness will always have gaps that other people can see, and you cannot. Definition: emotional blind spots are gaps in self-awareness caused by unresolved emotional material, most often from conversations that were abandoned, avoided, or left incomplete. They distort your perception of yourself and others, operating below conscious awareness and influencing your reactions without your consent. Why these gaps are so hard to notice? You do not feel a blind spot. That is the entire problem. The person who carries one often believes they are the clearest thinker in the room. They have explanations for every reaction, reasons for every pattern. The story they tell about themselves feels completely coherent from the inside. Here is the truth of it, that coherence is part of what makes an emotional blind spot so persistent. Every unfinished conversation you carry has been absorbed into your internal narrative, and your mind has quietly edited the record to protect you. The conversation did not end badly, it just fizzled out. You did not avoid the exchange, you were waiting for the right moment. That moment never came, but the feeling never left. Self-awareness is not a fixed trait you either have or lack. It is a practice, and unresolved conversations are among its most common and least recognized disruptions. They work slowly, like water finding its way into stone, and by the time the damage is visible, you have usually been compensating for it for a long time. 6 signs an old conversation is still running the show. 1. You react to someone's tone before you have heard their words. What it looks like: a colleague's slightly clipped reply, a manager's neutral expression, a teammate's short email sends your body into a tension response that the actual message does not warrant. Why it happens: the nervous system remembers an unresolved conversation from your past that carried that same tone, that same brevity, left an emotional charge that never discharged. Your brain now pattern matches tone faster than it processes content. Why it matters: you make decisions based on a threat that may not exist. You pull back, become guarded, or overexplain, and the person on the other end has no idea why, what to do. When the reaction arrives, pause and ask, whose voice does this remind me of? If the name that surfaces is not the person in front of you, that is your blind spot speaking. I spent years reading a particular kind of silence as disapproval. It took me a long time to trace that back to one conversation I never finished with my father. 2. You consistently cut conversations short at a specific point. What it looks like: you notice that certain conversations about accountability, about your own performance, about a specific person, always seem to end before they are truly done. You feel relief when they end, not resolution. Why it happens: somewhere in your history, a conversation that reached the same territory produced pain you were not equipped to process. You learn to exit before that point arrives again. The exit feels like composure. It is avoidance. Why it matters: incomplete exchanges compound. Each short circuit adds residue. Over time, you lose access to a whole category of self-knowledge because you have never let yourself stay in those conversations long enough to learn from them what to do. Notice the pattern, not just the individual instance. If a particular topic keeps ending the same way, that consistency is the signal. The next time it starts, commit to staying in it 2 minutes longer than feels comfortable. Recognizing this in myself was deeply uncomfortable. Discomfort at a particular moment in a conversation is not a stop sign, it is information. 3. Feedback that surprises you keeps surprising you. What it looks like: someone tells you that you seem distant in team meetings, or that your emails feel blunt, or that you shut down when challenged. You are genuinely caught off guard. And then, months later, someone else says the same thing. Why it happens: the behavior they're describing exists in the gap between how you experience yourself and how you actually present. That gap is a blind spot, and it is usually maintained by an old story. I was always the calm one, or I've always been direct, and people respect that. Why it matters: repeated surprise at the same feedback means the blind spot is structural, not occasional. You are not accessing something real about yourself, and it is costing you trust with people who have tried to help you see it. If you find this pattern affecting your team, the article on how to start a difficult conversation. That's blocking your team synergy offers a practical first step. What to do? Write down the last three pieces of feedback that surprised you. Look for the common thread. That thread points to the conversation, or the version of yourself, you've never fully examined. 4. You feel unreasonably irritated by someone who has done nothing wrong. What it looks like. A colleague who is perfectly competent, reasonable, and professional somehow gets under your skin. You find their confidence annoying. You second-guess their motives. You feel vaguely resentful, and you cannot fully explain why. Why it happens. This is one of the more counterintuitive signs. The irritation is rarely about the person. It is projection. The feeling belongs to someone else, from a conversation you never resolved, and this person carries some quality that activates the residue. Why it matters. You'll make decisions about this person, their work, their motives, based on emotional material that has nothing to do with them. That is not fair to them, and it is not honest about yourself. Understanding how unmet needs drive team conflict can help you trace what is really sitting underneath the irritation. What to do? Ask yourself, clearly, and without self-defense, who does this person remind me of? Do not dismiss the question. Sit with it. 5. You rehearse conversations that will never happen. What it looks like. You replay a conversation from 3 years ago, revising what you should have said, what they should have admitted, how it should have ended. You know it will never happen, but you keep rehearsing it. Why it happens. The mind keeps running unfinished loops because they were never closed. This rehearsal is an attempt at resolution, but because the other person is not there, the loop cannot close, and so it runs again. Why it matters. Every minute spent in this rehearsal is not available for accurate self-observation in the present. You are not seeing people as they are. You are casting them in old roles. This directly erodes self-awareness, because your emotional energy is anchored behind you. What to do? Write the conversation out, including your side and theirs, all the way to an ending you can live with. The other person does not need to be present for this to release some of the loops hold on you. 6. You explain your behavior primarily through other people's actions. What it looks like. When you reflect on a tense moment or a failed conversation, the story always begins with what that other person did. They were being passive-aggressive. She was in a mood. He always does this. Your own contribution to the dynamic really appears in your account. Why it happens. Conversations that ended without accountability, where you walked away feeling wronged and no repair ever happened, teach you to locate the problem outside yourself. Over time, this becomes a habit of perception, not a fair reading of events. Why it matters. This is the blind spot that most directly damages self-awareness. You cannot observe what you have decided. It is not your responsibility to observe. The core framework for staying calm, when feedback triggers a defensive reaction, is built precisely for moments when this pattern is active. What to do? After any tense exchange, discipline yourself to write your contribution first. Not theirs. Yours. Even 2 sentences. That practice, done consistently, starts to move the blind spot. 7. Apologies feel threatening rather than relieving. What it looks like. When someone apologizes to you genuinely, or when you're expected to apologize, something tightens rather than softens. You deflect, minimize, or become suspicious of the other person's sincerity. Why it happens. This is the most non-obvious sign on this list. When repair has been promised and not delivered, repeatedly, you learn to distrust the act of repair itself. Apologies that once meant nothing taught you that closure cannot be trusted, so now real closure feels like a trap. Why it matters. You will resist the very moments that could most reduce your emotional blind spots. Repair requires lowering your guard, and a history of unfinished conversations has taught your guard never to lower. What to do? Notice the tightening. Name it as residue, not as an accurate read of the present moment. Then, with whatever courage you can find, stay in the repair rather than exiting it. For situations where a conversation has created genuine damage, the bridge method for rebuilding working relationships gives you a structured path forward. What is really driving all of this? Each sign above is a symptom. The root cause is a single habit choosing exit over exposure. Every unfinished conversation represents a moment when the discomfort of staying felt greater than the cost of leaving. And in that moment, the cost was invisible. It only became visible later, in the form of distorted perception, defensive reactions, and gaps in self-knowledge that confused and frustrated the people around you. The pattern is not weakness. It is human. but left unexamined, it compounds. Each exit makes the next one easier to justify, and each unresolved exchange adds another layer between you and an accurate view of yourself. Over time, the distance between who you believe you are and who you actually are in difficult moments grows wide enough to become a genuine problem. You can find further grounding in this through how unspoken expectations create tension at work. Self-awareness is not built in calm moments. It is built in the difficult ones you choose not to run from. A diagnostic you can use right now. Answer each question with an honest yes or no. Do not reason your way into it depends. There is at least one conversation from the past 2 years I have never properly resolved. I can name a person whose communication style puts me on edge in a way I cannot fully explain. I have received the same piece of feedback from more than one source and been surprised both times. When I replay a tense conversation, my account of it focuses more on what they did than what I did. There's a topic I consistently find ways to move away from before it goes too deep. I feel more relief than resolution when certain conversations end. I sometimes feel irritated by someone who, objectively, has done nothing to deserve it. Scoring 0 to 2 yes answers. Your self-awareness is reasonably clear in this area. 1 or 2 blind spots may still be worth examining. 3 to 4 yes answers. You are carrying enough unresolved material that it is likely showing up in new relationships and reactions. This is worth addressing deliberately. 5 to 7 yes answers. Multiple unfinished conversations are actively distorting your self-perception. This is not a character flaw. It is a pattern with a clear entry point, and you can start working on it today. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The first move that actually changes something. You do not need to open every difficult conversation. Some of those people are gone. Some of those situations have passed. What you do need to do is close the loop internally. Pick one unfinished conversation. Write down, for yourself, only what you wanted to say, what you were afraid to hear, and what you wish had been different. No audience, no performance, no justification needed. This is not therapy. It is honest bookkeeping. If you find that a specific exchange is still live and worth addressing, the core framework for staying grounded during a tense workplace conversation will give you the structure to do it without losing ground. And if a previous attempt at repair made things worse, the recover method was built for exactly that situation. This much I know for certain: clearing emotional blind spots is not a single act. It is a practice of returning to what you left unfinished, naming it clearly, and refusing to let old exits determine what you can see today. Frequently asked questions. What are emotional blind spots? Emotional blind spots are areas of self-awareness you cannot access clearly because unresolved feelings, avoided conversations, or suppressed reactions are distorting your perception. They shape how you interpret situations and people without your conscious knowledge. How do unfinished conversations create emotional blind spots? When a conversation ends without resolution, the emotional charge from it does not disappear. It attaches to similar situations, people, or tones in the future, causing you to react to the present through the lens of the past. How do I identify my own emotional blind spots? Watch for disproportionate reactions, conversations you consistently cut short, and feedback that surprises you. These are often points where unresolved emotional material is interfering with your self-awareness and distorting how you read yourself and others. Can emotional blind spots damage working relationships? Yes. Emotional blind spots cause misreading of intent, overreaction to neutral situations, and chronic avoidance. Colleagues experience this as unpredictability or defensiveness, which erodes trust and makes direct, reductive communication harder over time. What is the first step to clearing an emotional blind spot? Name the unfinished conversation. Identify one exchange you walked away from feeling unresolved. Write down what you never said and what you were afraid to hear. That act of naming begins to reduce the blind spot's hold on your perception. Are emotional blind spots the same as emotional triggers? They are closely related, but not identical. A trigger is the reaction. A blind spot is the gap in awareness that makes the trigger invisible to you. Clearing blind spots often reduces the intensity and frequency of emotional triggers over time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.